I think one thing that is helpful for me is looking at the team or the agency that I'm working with in terms of their own stage of development. Am I working in an action phase with this team when really they're back in contemplation? Have I helped them resolve their ambivalence about taking on this project? So kind of trying to be in tune and on the same page with where they're at, while at the same time pushing them towards progress. I think that having colleagues, be it in my own state or in other states, when I started this project, I was the only person in Kansas doing IDDT work. And so folks here in Ohio, folks back in New Hampshire were really my colleagues at the time. And so if you don't have support in your own state, you know, find other people in the country that are doing it, get on the phone and talk to people. That was really helpful for me. Because when you're out there, just as case managers are out there in the trenches, you start to feel like it can be overwhelming and you feel like you're the only one. And so I think having some supports for yourself, a way to bounce, somebody to bounce ideas off of is really helpful. And I think also keeping in mind that, change takes time, that of all the evidence-based practices, IDDT is probably the most complex and cumbersome. It really does require a lot of skill development. The good news is that most people can attain those skills, and that when you see that light come on for a team or an individual you're working with, it's really inspiring. It's really encouraging, and it helps you continue to do the work.